Hello, everyone. It is Rory here at that Eurovision site, and I am so incredibly thrilled to be joined by Inger, who will be hoping to represent Estonia at Eurovision 2023 with the song "Awaiting You." Tere tulemas.
Wow, tere tulemast! Hi,
Kuidas lähed?
oh, väga hästi.
Lovely. Hästi
Wow.
aita. Thank you so much.
That was incredible. Oh my God.
Oh, thank
Oh.
you so much. I try. I this is the benefit of having Estonian friends, that they can teach you all of these kind of things. It's lovely.
Yeah.
So you will be hoping to represent Estonia with the song "Awaiting You," and you've competed at Eesti Laul before a couple of times. So why come back this year?
The previous years has been just so amazing, and but when I go back in that time that I was really little, I just I think that now I'm just ready, and the 2 years that I didn't went to the competition, I think it was really good to me because I needed the growth, and I just needed to write some music and just discover who I am and what is the music that I'm doing. And I think this year is probably or hopefully my year. I feel it.
Oh, it'll be very interesting. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you. So you're right in saying that, "Awaiting You," it's a lot different compared to "Coming Home" and "Only Dream," which were your previous songs that were in Eesti Laul. Were you trying to come up with something different, or was it because you felt that this was more authentic to who you are as an artist?
Yeah, I think I've like to develop like in some kind of artist now. I think there have been some development, but yeah, I think like the music is more produced. The Awaiting You is I think it's like talks more about me right now, who I am and what kind of music I do. But I can say that, like, I think it's not the only chapter that is me. I think like there's coming more some newness, because I think we all need some like just growth and just writing some music and this kind of time. Because it's so important when I want to development as an artist. So yeah, it's been like a crazy a couple of years, but to discover myself. But I think I'm heading there where I want to be and what kind of music I want to do.
Yeah, and it's great to see that growth as well with each song. You're developing yourself as a person and as an artist as well, which is so great to see as well, because when you think of so many people who do selections all the time, you'd think that they kind of stick to the same thing, but you're going along like different lines each time, which is quite nice because it shows you're very diverse as a singer, which is great.
Yeah, because at the same time, like this year, spring, I published my first album, and it was totally different what I did the previous years in Eesti Laul. So I think that was the first time when I actually showed that, yeah, I'm doing this kind of music now. So yeah, it was like kind of a road for me just to discover and see how to do different of styles of music. So yeah.
And it shows as well. I mean, I was listening to "Waiting You" before joining into this interview, and honestly, I was just bopping along. It was so great to just like get into it. And it's one of those songs you can kind of just like get stuff done to, I think, which is like exactly what we need, I think, right now. So
Yeah.
as you were saying, we have like you've got a lot of variety in your music. So who are some of your sort of musical inspirations, and like, because obviously your music is so now diverse.
I've always looked up Harry Styles.
Oh, really?
I really love him. I love his music, and like then the last album, that was just brilliant. And I'm just I love the funkiness. I love the like what he does, and I just it inspires me. So yeah, I really like this kind of like happy, but at the same time it's like it's like grown, like he's grown as man, and I think it's like it fits with the funkiness and colorful, and at the same time he like speaks to me, the songs like speaks to me. So yeah.
Oh, interesting. And to be fair, when you said Harry Styles, I was thinking it sounds like Waiting You kind of reminds me a little bit of like music for a sushi restaurant. It that in
Yeah.
that kind of style where it's very upbeat and kind of punchy, which is quite similar, I think, which is a very, a great song to be, compared to, I think, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So obviously thinking of Eesti Laul and Eurovision as well, like what are some of your sort of favorite memories of Eesti Laul, either as a participant because you've competed or as a viewer?
I always remember this time when the first time when I went to the Eesti Laul, and I didn't know about this, and I was just with my ukulele and yellow socks, and I was like the cute there on the stage. But yeah, I love the the vibe that people, the listeners, just like give you. It's so important for artists. And I remember that when the ESL was over, 2019, then I got to the LA Music Expo, to just perform, and it was just amazing opportunity. And then in summer 2019, I was performing in China, and it was just
Wow.
like what a year. And I was like very thrilled, because it was the first time I just got the opportunity to play like international people, and I was like, wow, that means so much to me. So I think that was the time when I knew that yes, music is one thing I'm gonna do the rest of my life, and I just want to see the world, and just give concerts in every country. I just that has been my dream. So yeah, I hopefully it like goes there. So yeah, it's so important to me, because I'm not really good like speaking with people, or just telling my emotions, and the music is one thing, so beautiful thing to just share with people that this is what I feel, and this is what I felt, and I think it's so important. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. And the fact you were able to perform in so many different places thanks to Eesti Laul, I think is a fantastic opportunity. And again, really helps to sort of grow you as an artist as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's so like amazing platform for every like newbie artist. Like it's so it's very very like fast platform, but I was really shocked when I got those opportunities. But at the same time, it's really important to like try and see the world, and get to know people more, and the musicians all over the world. So yeah.
Exactly. And Eurovision is such a big platform for that as well. I mean, what are some of your favorite entries that have sort of been to Eurovision? If you could pick a couple.
Right now my all time is Maneskin, That was just so punch in the face because I like didn't see that coming, and now they're like so super famous in the world. So that's so great that like the Eurovision is so good platform as well, like for musicians. And oh, I didn't remember. I don't remember his name, but Portugal.
Oh,
Winner,
the winner,
yeah,
Salvador Sobral.
yes, like that was the another punch in the face because he was so fragile and so like I didn't know that he is gonna win, but that was a surprise to me, but at the same time it was the one of the most beautiful performance in Eurovision, so yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, you've got some great choices there, honestly. Very, very varied, which is goes to show how varied as well you like your music as well as making it. So we're coming up to the semi-finals now of Eesti Laul. Is there anything that you can kind of tell us about what you're planning? Is there any staging secrets that you can tell us, or is it all a secret?
You know, I can tell that there is a kind of show, like in my performance. So, yeah, it's not like I'm coming up with my guitar and ukulele again. So it's very different, very funky, and maybe a little bit like included with some of the music video things. So you will see. But it's fun and funky, and just. It shows who I am right now, and I hope that this upbeat song just like it's the inspiration for people to just dance and just feel very good.
Oh, I'm excited now. If you manage to bring the balloons in the elevator, I think I'm going to absolutely lose it. I think that was so funny when I saw it in the in the video. And then when I so if it came onto the selection, I will love it. Like, sort of obviously, we're going to jump a little bit ahead now. Imagine, third time lucky, you managed to win Eesti Laul. What would it mean to you to represent Estonia in Liverpool?
Oh, it means so much. Because you know, I have a tradition with my family because all in my family are musicians. So yeah, this is the like environment where I've like grown up. But yeah, we have a tradition to watch Eurovision every year. I have like a video where I'm I think 5 years old, and I have a microphone, and then the Eurovision song is, and I'm just mumbling some words, and it's so cute. And I think that time when I was really, really young, I just loved the idea that, oh my God, one time I wanna just go there and sing my song and from my country. So it means really much to me because I know I want to do music all my life, and I think that's a good environment and a good chance to just show myself and my music, and at the same time just get some new like artist contacts and people who are very like in this Eurovision like contest, and yeah, I think it's very good like opportunity to be there.
Oh yeah, and as well, it's great to meet new people, get new ideas for music as well. It's such a great place to collaborate as well, which is
Yeah.
fantastic. And I guess if someone was listening to Awaiting You was thinking, "Oh my God, this is such a good song. I need to check out more music from Inger." What is the one song that you would recommend someone to listen to?
I think my last album, Higher Self, and from there, I think Lose My Mind or Golden Heart. They're like upbeat and catchy as well. And I think it shows the different side of me as well, because now I have a band.
Oh.
I'm not taking them on the stage right now, but this is a really like good start with the band, because I've done the ukulele or guitar and me like a solo concert so many times. I think it's time to just spice it up a little bit and give
Oh.
something new to people and listeners. So yeah, I think the last album, so the first and last album, Herself, and I think they're coming more and more new music, so be ready.
Oh, I'm excited. Now I have to listen to those. As soon as this interview is over, I'm immediately putting them on my playlist, as no doubt already. So just as like one final message, what would be sort of what you'd want to say to our viewers at that Eurovision site?
I'm going to say that you are all just amazing. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for this opportunity to do music. And go listen, Awaiting You. It's a very good song in a very sad day or a good day, to just like upbeat your day or emotions. So yeah, I'm really thankful for everybody, and hopefully we see you in the Eurovision.
I'll be keeping all my fingers crossed for you. So
Yeah.
aita ja edu u pol finalu.
Okay.
So thank you so much for coming on to talk to us. No doubt, is it the first semi-final or the second semi-final that you're in?
I'm a s in the second.
The second semi-final. Okay, right. Well, I will be immediately watching that, and I will keep all of my fingers crossed that you will make it through. So yes, that was lovely. Thank you so much anyway for coming on to talk to us, and the absolute best of luck in ASD Lowell 2023.
Thank
Thank
you
you
so much.
so much. Thank you so much. Have a great time. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, bye.